Maybe Gael Livnei Vneyem, Leman Shmai, Ba'ahava. Hashem brings the redemption to the children's children for the sake of his name with love. We need to focus on this word, Ba'ahava. It's just Chachma. It says we need to really, really, really focus deeply on the way that Hashem relates to us. Hashem loves us and He adores us. And even though we're in Galus right now, He hasn't sent us away forever. It's not like He's never going to take us back. He's going to restore the relationship to the way that it was and make it even greater. Because He still loves us and He's going to restore that relationship when the Geula comes. So it's the ability to feel that this relationship with Hashem will be so close and so intimate again. And it's not that Hashem sent us away because He hates us. It's not that He sent us away into Galus forever. So the Geula will come and we'll feel that love again. Avudram says this pasuk, this word of Ba'ava comes from the words from pasuk in Yirmiyahu, which is after in Rosh Hashanah, Ava Seilam Ahavtich, Hakeim Hashachtiv Chasad. I love you with an eternal love. It wasn't just a love for a moment, it was a love that is long term. It wasn't something transient, it wasn't just infatuation. And therefore, Hashachtiv Chasad. I extend my chesed to you. And just like I showed love to your forefathers, Evnech v'nivneis b'sulas Yisrael, yeah, you're going to be built up again, Jewish people. The Ava that Hashem had for us in the beginning, the Ava's Kedusha Sayach, that's there for us always. And as a result of that love, the Geula will come. So yes, we have a stormy relationship with Hashem through the Galus. The point is never to forget or let go of the fact that He loves us and He adores us. Ultimately, this Galus is for our own benefit. To purify us, to refine us, to straighten us out. He never hated us. He never rejected us. There was a love the whole way through, and that love will ultimately be felt in its entirety and with its full passion and full intensity when the Geula comes. This pasuk in Malachi, Ahavti Eschem, Omer Hashem, says Isaiah Kodesh, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Leha Yehidim B'nei Nashor, Chimusa Derachim Kut Shabrichu Yisrael. If we would only know how much Hashem loves us, would roar like lions to run and run after him. If we only realized how much Hashem loves us, we'd love him back with such intensity. So yeah, even in the dark times of Galus, even in the tough times, to be able to hold on to that love, to realize that Hashem does love us. He hasn't rejected us. Yes, we're on a journey and there's a process towards intense reconciliation. But to feel Hashem's love in the Galus as we will in the Geula.